Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival. And today I got the pleasure to be with Maxi Wegerman and Raymond Ribey Gutierrez. Welcome, guys. So you got your is it your first film, like the feature?
Yes, or, it's my first feature.
Exactly. And we're talking about The Verdict in the Orizzonti section.
Yes, yes.
So The Verdict. The title is sort of self-explanatory, but there's so much more in it. I want to just start maybe from the inception of the film, when you really wanted to like portray this story and this issue as well in the Philippines.
It's about the verdicts about the domestic violence. Actually, it's it came from the short film I made, which was in a different festival. It competed. It was called Judgment.
Right.
And then after it, it's just a matter of changing the voice of the film. That's where I came up with this kind of content, which is The Verdict. Mm. In The Verdict, I really focus on the litigation process system of the Philippines between the suspect and the victim, and how equality became unfair for them.
And tell me, like, how was the journey into actually really, like, veritably portraying this? Because, like, you know, you had to probably dwell into so much legality, the lingo as well, how the bureaucracy worked. So the preparation before the actual shooting, that you knew that everything was, you know, down on paper and it was kind of reality.
Yeah, actually, it was a one-year preparation,
right.
More or less. I enrolled in a crash course of law.
Okay.
Just to understand the jargons and the system behind those, because I can't really say something which I don't really have an idea to, because I just become pretentious. Apart from that, it helped a lot in casting real people, because as you can see, the lawyers I got from the film are real lawyers. I opened the table for their suggestions, but at the same time, having a, same goal towards the film. I have a mandala, a school of found story, which was discovered by Brillante's mentor, Armando Bingla, which is my teacher in script writing. The found story of school of filmmaking is about depicting realities and making your guide to tell stories, social issues about the world, I guess.
And tell me, like, when you knew that Max was the right one to embark on the project, and also the work that you did together, because, like, you are kind of like sort of the vessel for so many women out there that had to go through this, and you also had the courage to, you know, to portray this. And there's so much, you know, on an emotional level, you have so many different kind of facets that you need to still be subtle about it, because you can't really, you know, show something in court, for example. So the work that you did together, the preparation before, and of course during the shooting. Yeah, I want to see, first from you maybe, Max, like how, you know, Raymond came about, and then of course the work.
I think that I would like to focus more on during the shoot.
Right.
As opposed to prior. Because I think that most of the most of the magic, so to speak, happened on set. And I think that the best part about working with Raymond is that he would really point it out when I'm, like you said earlier, when I'm not being too subtle, or when I turn off myself a little bit and I become a little more like myself. So that was the, I guess, what I could say about my experience working with him. But at the same time, he also gave me the freedom to be able to express and portray his character in my way. And I'm very grateful for that.
In my in the pre-production stage, we have a casting, the audition, and after she auditioned, Brillante and me talked about her edge, the cinematic that she can deliver, and justify the character. That's the start. During the shooting, we are very spontaneous. We don't really give the script to our actors.
Right. Yeah, because you can feel it.
For them to be spontaneous and be on the motion, be in the moment, I guess. It was really hard for me. The struggle for me in doing this film is they talk a lot. for me, having a debut film, I really wanted my film to be silent, without dialogues. Because living in the Philippines, who have a different language, you tend to read the subtitles rather than the picture. I don't want to have that kind of impression about my film, but I think it's not really the priority, which I learned. It's really about the content, you know? And I think the film really deserves to be talkative because it's an answer and question portion. The post-production, the struggle for me here is putting a music. Because since I am portraying real life, in real life there is no really music at all. The music I got is the diegetic sound I'm hearing from the environment, and I turned it somehow to be the ambience that can stand as a music. In the editing, there is a possibility that the film can be another film because we're not really loyal to the script. Mm-hmm. When you're shooting the film, I'm loyal to the script, but when you're editing, I'm just loyal to the footage. I did a 3-cam, even a 4-cam setup. Okay. Actually, a 5th cam. I'm also holding the camera, per se.
Wow.
Because...
How many hours of footage then? At the end of the film, how many hours of footage you had recorded?
A lot. A lot.
All right.
But thankfully, I have my team with me, who's very talented. They exceed beyond what they expect from them. Mm-hmm. My editor, and also my cinematographer, who has... Actually, we are all in the same found story school. So it's very flexible for us to move. Mm-hmm. We know a lot. Each other's facing. We know what to shot. In the production, we just really capture all the moments.
All the moments.
Cover them up and just decide through the edit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really fan of the perfectionist kind of style, because there's no such thing as perfect in life. And that's what I need to capture in my film.
Max, tell me, like, it's very interesting, this spontaneity involved, you know, like not being loyal to the script in favor of the moment. And sometimes for an actor it can be also a bit of a tricky situation, you know, because like the script is your foundation and then you can also move away with it. But then when there's spontaneity as the first step, maybe you can be lost. But how was the work then to get to that spontaneity level, let's call it that?
Actually, just to be clear about him, about the script,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't allowed to read it.
Oh, like that? Okay.
I mean, I wasn't given a script in the beginning. Raymond and our producer, Brillante, gave me a concept. They gave me a plot. They didn't tell me how it was going to end. They didn't tell me what was going to happen. And every time we were about to shoot a scene, that's when they let me read through.
Oh, wow.
That's why I used the word magic earlier, because that's where... It was just on the spot. Most of the preparation happened for me on set. I would read the script, go through it, just how it is, and then I would only remember keywords, because this is the justice system. There were certain terminologies that I had to remember that I would say properly, because it might not come out right because we're talking about certain terms of the law. So I would only have to remember those things. Other than that, he allowed me to ad-lib, and I would just kind of like go with it with my co-actors, which was actually pretty cool.
Amazing.
So yeah, we kind of just fed off each other and then let it happen. And then if for example Raymond liked something specific about what we did, he would just say do that again, and then just go with it again, and then let's see if something else comes up. And pretty cool.
Amazing.
We really respect the storytelling foundation of each key members of our mm-hmm. film. The actors can tell their stories in their perspective. As a director, my job is to do the blocking.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to tell stories through my blocking, the positioning. And for my cinematographer, he has his own style of capturing a one-line sentence. Mm-hmm. That's my guide. No? Tell stories in one line. Don't rely on the dialogue. Because sometimes I just have to remove the subtitle, per se, because I'm really filmmaking is a visual mm-hmm. thing. You don't really have to listen a lot, just have to watch.
Amazing. Well, guys, that was extremely interesting. And as a first feature, I think this is an incredible achievement. I'm looking forward to your more silent film and see what happens. Thank you so much, Max and Raymond, for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.